Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Diana Lidstone, the Entrepreneur's GPS, helping you map your route to success to build a profitable business that truly supports the lifestyle you deserve. Today, we're just going to talk a little bit about visualization and what visualization is, and then I'm going to walk you through a guided visualization to help you look forward into the future to look at your business. So what is visualization actually? Well, visualization refers to the practice of seeking to impact the outer world by altering our own thoughts and expectations. And we all have heard many, many stories of how this has been used by athletes and performers to enhance their performance. You're going to use it today to see into the future for your business. And personally, I see visualization as that creation of a detailed, if you will, movie in your mind of what you want, and then replaying that visualization again and again with all your senses involved. You know, what do you see? What do you feel? What do you hear? What do you even smell? So if we go back to athletes, might think of, you know, Olympic athletes who visualize themselves taking that step onto the podium and receiving their gold medal. Well, it's just not receiving their gold medal. It's actually, you know, the feeling they get when they're taking those steps towards the podium. They stand on the podium, that feeling of pride and exhilaration. And then, you know, actually bending over and the medal is hung around their neck, and how the anthem plays, and you know, everything that is going on. So it's a whole process. And it's been long understood and widely accepted that in both neuroscience and sports psychology, that subjective training like this can cause the body to react more favorably to get the desired result that we want. And even celebrities such as, you know, Oprah and Tiger Woods, Anthony Robbins, Will Smith have claimed great success using this technique. You know, there's a saying that says you can do anything you put your mind to. And that leads us to think that all we have to do is imagine what we would like to achieve and voila, like a magic wand, it appears. Well, that's somewhat misleading as it fails to mention the necessity of focusing your mind on a particular goal. And it's to focus on what we truly want, not what we don't want, but what we truly want as the end result, and it's not about the process. So how does visualization work? Well, actually, the mind is made up of two parts. I think we all know this, the conscious mind and the subconscious. And the subconscious mind is kind of like a computer. It doesn't really think on its own. It's influenced by our past experiences. And it really doesn't differentiate between good or bad or true or false. And our life experiences make up the subconscious. So we also must understand that the preeminent language, if you will, of the subconscious mind is pictures. And that's why visualization is so effective and making your subconscious deliver what it is, whatever it is you want that you focus on. So how do we visualize? Well, there's a couple of steps that we're going to walk through. We find a calm, quiet place. You define your intent. You center on your breath and your breathing. And you start your visualization. And it's highly recommended that you kind of work on developing the same picture over and over again in your mind, and that you do it morning and night. Now, there are some tips to get into the right mindset for visualization. And the first one is that you have to believe that the visualization is going to work. Kind of like, you know, an addict has to want to do something before the shift is actually going to work. Number two is you need to find a quiet place where you won't be disturbed for at least 30 minutes. Number three is you sit straight in a comfy seat. with your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap. You close your eyes and you take 3 to 5 really deep abdominal breaths. And you breathe in deeply and steadily through your nose. Let your stomach rise slightly or push out. You hold your breath momentarily and then breathe out slowly through your mouth, letting your stomach return to its normal position. Now, sometimes people have trouble getting into this kind of state. So it sometimes helps to prepare yourself by mentally counting down slowly from 25 to 1 while you continue to breathe deeply. And at first, if this doesn't help, then, you know, if 25 isn't a good number, go to 30 or 40. But just, you know, get into that quiet state first. Now, next thing you can do is bring your mind to something that you already possess with true certainty. And there's a reason for this is it's establishing that sense in your body. So bring your mind to something that you already know for certain that you have. For instance, it might be the roof over your head. You know for certain that you actually have that. Now, as you continue to think about that, note how your body reacts to having something with such absolute certainty, right? So you're likely that you're not going to feel tension, worry, or strain. There's just that serenity and stillness that comes from knowing. And if you can repeat this exercise on a regular basis, you'll soon learn how to believe, and you'll be able to recreate this feeling of trust. So just a couple of more things. I talked about how making sort of these mind movies. Well, there is actually a software called Mind Movies. And they are visual representations of your perfect life, your greatest self, you know, a life that you truly want to believe. But you can do something very similar by compiling some visual images of your perfect life. You might even want to collect some pictures and create a bit of a vision book, a collage of photos, you know, there's vision boards, that type of thing. So when you match these visuals with the positive affirmations, that's when, you know, the energy really starts to flow. Now, although today we're talking about, you know, creating a visualization for your future business, you can visualize even things like how to develop new habits, whether it could be eating healthier or having a successful job interview. Just remember, it's all about thinking about that end result in detail, you know, stroke by stroke, so to speak. It's the end result that you're looking at. Okay, your business in the future. First of all, you're going to pick a date 5 to 10 years in the future. And I want you to write this date down. And I want this date to be something that you can relate to in your own life. So for instance, it might be that 5 years from now, your children will be off at university. Well, there's already a significant shift happening for you in your personal life. So that's why 5 years from now might be the perfect time frame. Or it might be, you know, 7 years from now that you see something else personally happening. I've, you know, had women who have young children and they go, oh, in 3 years from now, my youngest will be off at school full time or will be entering high school. So they can really kind of get a sense of how life will be at that time. So pick a date in the future. Let's write it down. Number two, remember, visualization works best when you're calm and comfortable and you're willing to give yourself some time to get centered. And as we go through the visualization process, you know, you might also think of, yes, this is the end result, what my business looks like. It could be, you know, it generates this amount of income for my family, or now I have these awesome business skills, or here's the team that I have that's helping me reach that level of success, or, you know, this business pays me this amount of money, and with this amount of money, I'm able to do what? What is it that you want to use that money for? All right, are you ready to get started? Turn off the phones, find yourself that spot, maybe close the door, etc. So we're about to get started, and all right. Find a nice, comfortable position, either sitting up or lying down. Let your eyes close. Allow yourself to take some gentle, deep breaths in and out. With each inhale, breathe in creativity and vitality. And with each exhale, let go of any tension or worry. Again, breathe in deeply. Good. Breathe out completely. As you start to connect with your breath, start to notice what sensations you feel in your body. You might become aware of your belly rising and falling with each breath. Just relax your entire body, allowing yourself to be fully supported by the ground or the feet beneath you. You might start to feel a tingling sensation in your fingers and toes. It's okay. Allow that tingling sensation to begin radiating throughout your entire body, throughout every muscle, as it melts away any tension, any worry. Let the tingling sensation radiate up your torso, up your back, up your neck, right up through the crown of your head. Let it run down your shoulders, your arms, and out to the tips of your fingers, allowing you to relax even more. Then, let the tingling radiate down your pelvis, your legs, your feet, right through the tips of your toes. As you let these soothing sensations radiate through each and every cell of your body, you become more and more peaceful and calm. Now that you feel completely relaxed, allow yourself to imagine that in some time in the future, a year from now, 2 years, 5 years, it's up to you. This is your opportunity to experience the success and the true abundance of your business in the future. To start this journey, allow yourself to picture where you do the work. See the space where you turn your dreams into reality, where you pursue your passions, and where you make a difference. Notice what is around you. Look around and take in what this environment is like. Is it large and expansive? Or small and intimate? What are the colors, textures, and even smells of this place? What is the energy like? Is it exciting and thrilling? Is it serene and grounding? Or perhaps inspirational and uplifting. Now let's take in all the details. What are the materials in this space? What do you surround yourself with? Now, go to a specific spot in this workplace. Perhaps it's a table, a chair, counter, a spot on the stage, in front of an easel, or perhaps even at a computer. Maybe it's outside in the open air, in the expanse of nature. Visualize wherever it is that you can truly engage with your work. Take in the essence of this specific spot. What does it tell you about your business and how you run it? Now, take a look around you. Do you work alone? Or are there other people with you? Perhaps coworkers, customers, friends, family, partners. Who are they? What are they doing? What's their energy like? What do they say about working with you? What impact do you have on them? Now, allow yourself to connect with what brings you the most joy and fulfillment in your work in the future. What is it that you truly enjoy about your business? What values are you honoring in your work? How are those values a reflection of what your company is known for? What legacy are you leaving through your work? Allow yourself to imagine that your business is wildly successful and overflowing with abundance. You are earning money easily and effortlessly, doing what you love. You can even picture people happily paying you again and again for your work. What do you notice about the wealth and abundance in your business in the future? What do you enjoy spending your earnings on? Now, in addition to your financial success, you've also achieved your goals and dreams. What successes and milestones have you celebrated? What awards or recognitions have you received? What is new or different in your business? What new products or services are you offering? How have you, as a leader, as a person, grown, expanded, or evolved? Really allow yourself to take in the full experience of living and breathing your work in the future. Know that it's a reflection of who you are, a true representation of your values, your voice, and your vision. Feel free to take another look around this special place where you work. What else do you notice? Just let your senses drink in the sights, the sounds, and the smells of this place. What special details do you want to make sure that you remember? Before you get ready to come back to the present time, do what you need to do in order to say goodbye to this wonderful place of work. And know that you can come back and visit any time you wish. In a few moments, we'll count back from 3 to 1. At the count of 1, you'll be awake and renewed, knowing you can remember everything you need to of your future vision. 3, coming back now, becoming more awake and alive. 2, wiggling your fingers and toes, moving your body, feeling the temperature of your skin. And 1, eyes open, feeling totally awake and renewed. Thank you for taking this little journey with me today. And what I'd like you to do now is to take out a piece of paper, start jotting down some of the things that you saw, felt, sensed about your business in the future. And when we get back together again, we'll talk more about making your your little kind of infomercial, if you will, about your business in the future. So for now, thank you for joining me. This is Diana Lidstone, the Entrepreneur's GPS, and you can find me at www.dianalidstone.com. Take care.